The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Great start. As the old saying goes, two great countries divided by a common language. To us in the UK, chicken, gravy and biscuits sounds, well, quite awful, really. It's because we're used to sweet biscuits, really. But biscuits in the States count for something very, very different indeed. That's Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. The band was formed about just over 30 years ago. But there's a track taken from the album from 20-odd years ago, 1989. Title track, in fact, Chicken, Gravy and Biscuits. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven, and whether you're listening on FM or online or as a podcast, welcome to the programme. We have a live guest this week, pleased to say Eric Bibb's going to be with me in about 20 minutes' time, talking and playing. Looking forward to that enormously. And in between all of that, Eric Bibb working live, we've also got some great tunes too. Here's one of my favourite albums of the year, 2006. It's called People Gonna Talk, and it's James Hunter. And here is a track which I think we've played about four so far. This is number five, called Don't Come Back.
Heart would mend, and you take my place on the receiving end. Now I won't even stop believing. I'll be helping you to pack, so baby, don't come back. Don't come back. Come on the mat, to baby, don't come back. Don't come back. We'll be right back.
so baby don't come back.
Recapturing all that was best of the Stax and Atlantic record label sound, but from 2006. The album People Gonna Talk, the great James Hunter, we featured him quite a lot, not only in his present incarnation, but also with the band he formed back in the 80s, 20 years ago. Howlin' Wolf was his stage name then, and the VJs. And that is called... Don't Come Back, of course, that's right. The microphone is blocking my screen. Hang on, I'll just move the mic. That's better. Good, I can now see the screen. Where to now? A nice email came in from Martin O'Sullivan, who is based in Germany. He sent me his CD some months ago, which I played a track from, and he sent me an email just saying he received some positive feedback and some sales via the internet, which is rather nice. If you are buying from any of the artists we feature on the programme, it's always nice if you say where you heard me playing or where you heard the track from, and that applies not just to this show, but to any programmes you listen to, because it gives an indication to them that people are actually listening on various networks and it's working. Anyway, it's a good cue, therefore, to play something from Martin from the album That's a Fact. Here's the title track.
I've been up, I've been down, I've been straight, and I've been around. I've danced with the devil and kissed her smile. I've howled at the midnight sun, and yes, I've cried. I guess I've done some crazy things, but you make the wrong things right. That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact. You make the wrong things right. I walked on water, but that was fake. I've walked the thin line between love and hate. I've talked to wise men that said it was right. Chase the dragon right out of my life. I guess I've done some crazy things, but you make the wrong things right. That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, yeah. You make the wrong things right.
This year, His name is Martin O'Sullivan, based in Hamburg in Germany. That's the title track of the album, and that's called That's a Fact. I think I mentioned when we played a track from it about 2 or 3 months ago that he made the album in an unusual way. He actually laid down the acoustic guitar and the vocals as if in a live situation. Having got that, he then brought all the other musicians in and said, look, there's what I've done. You now work around it. And so it's given it a lovely sort of jazzy and loose feel to it, which I like a lot. Lots of different genres on the album too. There's little sort of bits of country. That was sort of almost like jazzy blues, Mose Allison-y type, if you know what I mean. Almost bits of Steely Dan in there too. And there's some fairly harder blues as well. He also likes to hear from you as well and what you think. So martinosullivan.com, but don't worry about scribbling it down. As you know, the Raven and the Blues site at bfbs.com/R&B has all the links to everything you know. Okay, welcome to Ladies Now and the album which I bought on iTunes when it first came out. And it's the only album I've bought on iTunes. It's not because I'm sort of ripping the music or anything. It's simply because when you buy something on iTunes, you can obviously get all the music and you can download the album cover. But that's it. All the other stuff, who plays, where it was recorded, all the other snippets of information you get on a CD, you don't get. And so from now on, well, since that time, I've been buying all my albums as albums, if you see what I mean. It's Etta James, the album which got her W.C. Handy Blues Award about 2.5 years ago. Blues to the Bone is the album. And this is That's All Right.
Upon a time, if I'd be yours, little boy, you'd be mine. But that's all right. I know you love another girl, but that's all right. Well, sometimes I wonder who's love. You love another gal, but that's all right. Sometimes I wonder who's loving you tonight. When I was loving you, you just couldn't understand. You gone. Without a man.
Etta James, the album Blues to the Bone, and that's all right. I mentioned last week I went to see Dave Akari at the Brooks Blues Bar, which is at the Turk's Head pub in just outside Twickenham, which is about 4, 5 or 6 miles away. And I was so annoyed with myself because it's news to me. It's just really opened up at the beginning of September. Didn't know it had opened up. It's not too far away, in truth, like 5 miles. Come on, it's around the corner, really. More importantly than that, I'd missed people, some great bands through September and October. They're taking a break for December, because December's a kind of busy time, but I plan to be going back there again later this month. But one person I did miss on the 5th of October, I didn't even know he was here in the UK, is Michael Pickett. He's from Canada. We featured him many times on the programme. He's been nominated for one of the leading Canadian Blues Awards, which is the Juno Awards, and won it on quite a few occasions too. Here he is with an album from 5 years ago now. Is it? No, it's 6 years ago now. God, doesn't time fly? Conversation with the Blues, Michael Pickett, and this one called Night Comes.
That warm wind gently blows through that old screen door. Tree throws some shade, kind of cool. Then night comes, and I'm sitting all alone. Your sweet fool. Remember that bittersweet night, that old yellow moon so high. Your words still ringing, insincere. Then night comes, and I'm sitting all alone, your sweet fool.
Baby, there you are again.
let that warm wind blow. Let that yellow moon glow. Just close that door. Please don't hear me cry when night comes. And I'm sitting all alone. I ain't happy, but I'm home. And I know you will be gone when night comes.
Best Blues Album nominee for 2000, Conversation with the Blues from Canada. Michael Pickett, who I missed at the Brooks Blues Bar at the beginning of October, and it's a great album. And that's where I saw Dave Akari. Good news, Dave Akari is going to be our guest next week on the program. He's going to come and record a few songs and talk about his music and his influences and how he got started in the blues. They sort of, if you like, the steel, alternate rock steel blues he plays up in Glasgow. And then the week after that, this next gentleman, I've been waiting for Dave to stop working for a while. Dave Kelly, member of the Blues Band and also the DKB, the Dave Kelly Band himself, working pretty busily most of the time and just finished touring with Christine Collister. He's going to be our guest in 2 weeks' time and again going to come and talk and play as well. Looking forward to that enormously. I mention those of those guests for next week and the week after because in a record's time, it's going to be our live guest for this week. Looking forward to it enormously, and that's Eric Bibb. But as a reminder of Dave Kelly and the sort of music he makes away from the Blues Band, this is the album he brought out 5 years ago called Resting My Bones, which comes for the most part from sessions recorded in studios across Sweden in the year 1999 to 2000. And this is a great track called Longing For You, Baby.
Driving me crazy.
It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 and also on Skybird Radio out of the east coast of the USA. And of course, as a listen again and as a podcast. It's always a joy when we have a guest on the programme, especially somebody who I've been playing his music from the very first Raven and the Blues going back 6 years ago now, with what I think probably was one of his first albums that I sort of picked up on at the time. Welcome to the studio here on the Houseboat on the Thames, Eric Bibb. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be floating around with you here.
Complete contrast, because last night you were in a television studio in Paris.
Indeed, I was, and it's really the other side of the coin. It was stressful, nice people, but pretty impersonal as these things go, and this is a whole different cup of tea.
Because Paris is the next leg, because you've just finished your UK tour,
yeah,
and now it's Paris for about 3 weeks altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, just shy of that. We're going to do some promo in the beginning of next week, and then kick off with a tour that'll take us to the end of the month, yeah.
Is Paris a country that knows you well?
Yes, they are familiar with me since getting on board with the wonderful Dixie Frog label.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Philippe Langlois. And I must say, it's growing, and I'm very happy with my French fan base.
And what size venues are you playing in France?
It varies. I remember doing a tour with Chris Rea, where I played the Olympia. I was doing support there. I don't do that on my own at the moment, but...
We're getting close.
We've done the Paris Jazz Festival, which was a great, great gig. Did it with a nice harmonica player from France, Jean-Jacques Milteau, excellent harmonica player. Big crowd and an open door thing with Terry Callier in the Floral Park that was great. Free concert, which took my fan base into bigger numbers overnight. That's always good, you know.
Your fan base has been growing anyway because of the regular albums you've been bringing out. And I think each time, well, for me especially anyway, you've if you like, brought me along with you. Because every time a new album comes out, there's something new from you. But at the same time, I'm with you along on the same journey.
That's great to hear.
Does it seem like a journey for you?
Absolutely. A great description of what I'm involved in. It's an ongoing journey which has a connecting thread all along. It's a throwback to my inspirational sources from the days of hobos and boxcars, and it's right on into where we are now in, you know, cyberspace. And it's a good thing because it's a continuum. It's not a broken journey. It's something that I see as an ongoing love affair with my roots and the people who've inspired me, you know.
Also, I have a feeling it's become less secular in the last 6 years. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I never really saw a very hard division between the profane and the sacred, you know. I think of this music being a pool that has a lot of tributaries feeding it, and in the end it all, as our friend Tracy Nelson said, all comes down to Mother Earth. I mean, we're spiritual people, we're physical, sensual people, and I celebrate all of that in my music, and always felt that they should be heard and performed side by side, as opposed to always separating the drink house and the church house, you know.
But it does seem, on the last couple of albums especially, I also have a feeling that...
Go there, I like this.
Yeah, no, it was the passing of Pop Staples, that obviously, I think, hit you hard, did it?
It did, because I met him and had a chance to make music with that great hero of mine, and his demeanor, his emanation was so powerfully spiritual in the most beautiful sense of the word. He was a peaceful, considerate, quiet-spoken man with, as you know, a very forceful, in the most gentle way, a most forceful giant he was. And the way he comported himself, played his music, raised his family, was something that always was a bright, bright kind of beacon for me. And his passing was an era gone. It was that era that was nurtured by people like Curtis Mayfield. We're talking about basically people who grew up with church music, but who were able to funnel that inspiration into popular music that had a message, that wasn't over preachy, that wasn't exclusive, and that's the train that I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear some music. Hmm. We'll obviously feature some tracks, I would guess, from the new album Diamond Days, which has been out here in the UK about 2 months or thereabouts, isn't it?
Yes, that's about right. Speaking of pops, here's a song that mentions him and several of my heroes. This is a tune called Still Living On from the new record. Mississippi John Hurt was a farming man, played a sweet guitar with calloused hands. He touched my heart with southern grace. He's my hero, dead and gone, still living on. Elizabeth Cotton, as a young girl, wrote a famous tune, went round the world. Freight train, a timeless song. She's my hero, dead and gone, still living on. Reverend Gary Davis smoked a fat cigar, a blind street singer with a big guitar. Living his sermon, he taught us so well. He's my hero, dead and gone, still living on. Not a great sun house, a Delta blues king. I saw him play and heard him sing. I was a young man then, his time wasn't long. He's my hero, dead and gone, still living on, still living on. Sam Charters from Texas, with his wife named Ann, been spreading the word from land to land. Blues faces won't fade away. My heroes still living on. Roebuck Staples, they called him Pops. His inspiration will never stop. I hear his voice inside my own. He's my hero and Mavis too. Still living on. Talking about my heroes. Still living on. Read them in a book, look them up on the net. Blues people we can't forget. Roots need water for the tree to thrive. Talking about my heroes, dead and gone, still alive. Oh, my heroes, thank God they're still living on. Talking about my hell, you snooks.
suppose, really. It's a song which almost wrote itself. All you had to do was work out the order to put them in.
That's it. And the ones that I had to have in there, and the ones that I'll just, on the live version, you know, do when I have a 3-hour concert, I just keep going,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Great line in there, roots need water, because there was a point, there still may be a point across certain parts of America where they weren't doing heritage, they weren't doing legacy, and blues was something which was made, you know, now. And I think gradually it's changing. I hope it's changing.
It is. You know, I find that literature and film have really done a lot to really keep this wonderful tradition, which is a living tradition, to keep it alive. It needed goosing. It needed the appreciation of passionate people who were not just jaded music business folks who are following trends and following the buck. Because this music is so much richer than all of that, you know, and it always has been. So fortunately, we're getting a lot of juice from, you know, whether it's Martin Scorsese or you know, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou type of films. It's all coming together, you know.
The UK tour has just ended, and from what I could gather, huge success in nearly all locations, is that right?
It was a lovely tour, very successful in terms of bodies on seats, which is what you want.
And you're too big, though, now, to have the sort of the person at the back of the room selling CDs, aren't you? It's gone past that.
Well, it's somehow on the cusp. I'm still needing, for personal reasons, to stay in close contact with my fans by meeting and greeting after the show. When possible, we still do that, although it's a little slicker, the operation these days. We have, you know, banners with my website on it and that kind of stuff. And but there are certain venues where that's become really not practical anymore. And the Barbican was one in London, a great show that we had there. I would have loved to have stuck around, but I had another meet and greet back in the bar that I was, you know, needing to be at. So
it sounds like it saddens you that you aren't able to do that.
You know, it's funny. You're a wonderful interviewer because you're getting inside the real nuts and bolts of my life as a touring musician as opposed to staying on the surface. As sometimes happens in interviews. But the fact is, if I could make a living, I mean, the kind of living I need to make, you know, because...
you have staff.
I have staff. I have a wonderful team. I have dreams to support and nurture. But I would love to play a smaller venue 2 or 3 nights in a row as opposed to trying to fill a bigger hall. Just because I feel the kind of music that I'm doing really actually sounds best in a closer, you know, configuration with the audience. I think you lose something in that gap between me and where the first row is. Sitting here on a houseboat, you know, 3 or 4 feet away from my listeners is really what works for me. And if I could make the same kind of money in this space as I could, you know, Wembley, you know, I don't want to go there, but, you know, we need large venues to keep this train running. But I really do favor a smaller venue.
You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on VFBS Radio 2. You're listening to Eric Bibb, our guest. And let's have another piece of music, Eric.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, speaking of touring, which I've done for the last 10 minutes, here's a song right out of my journal as a troubadour. This is the title song of the new record. It's called Diamond Days. Some days you get diamonds, some days nickels and dimes. Some days life's a poem, some days nothing shines. I'm gonna start over cause I blew the lyric right on it. Some days you get diamonds, some days nickels and dimes.
Some days life's a poem, some days nothing rhymes. Some days you're a winner, some days you lose. Some days all you're doing is paying dues. On a Wednesday, I was playing in a biker bar outside Topeka. On that Friday, I was playing on a blues cruise going to Dominica. Ebbs and flows like the tide. 'Cause some days you get diamonds, some days nickels and dimes. Some days sparkle, some days nothing shines. Some days you're giving, some days you choose. Some days all you're doing is paying dues. Tonight I'm sleeping in a 5-star hotel. Wouldn't ask for more, but I remember I wound up many a night sleeping on a stranger's floor. Sometimes you walk, sometimes you ride. Some folks treat you like something under their shoe. Ain't nothing new. Others greet you like a holy prophet. Now what you gonna do? You try to take it all in stride. 'Cause some days you get diamonds, some days nickels and dimes. Some days you're out of tune, some days it all chimes. Some days you're grinning, some days you're frowning the blues. Some days all you're doing is paying dues. Some days all you're doing is paying dues.
I think it's been a diamond day here on The Raven and the Blues. Eric Bibb, thank you so much. You can hear an extended version, the full interview, and a couple more music tracks as well on The Raven and the Blues website. As always, we have got nearly 45, 50 minutes of conversation with Eric. And if you want to hear the rest of it, basically, just click to The Raven and the Blues site and click on the link underneath Eric's photograph, and then you can hear the whole thing. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, our next guests will be Dave Arcari next week from Glasgow. Very different kind of blues. It's steel based heavy sort of alt blues, and then the week after that Dave Kelly of the Blues Band and also the Dave Kelly Band. That's all coming up in the next couple of weeks, and Eric Bibb's Diamond Days, of course, is available from his website too. Okay, where to now? A new album, which isn't new, if you see what I mean. It's one of these compilations and put together very carefully and cleverly by Vanguard Records and released here in the UK through Ace Records. It's John Hammond and the Nighthawks. It's the album Hot Tracks from 1979. It's back out on CD, and it's great, great stuff. Listen to this. Bam, keep your big mouth shut.
Big mouth shut. Hey, mama, keep your big mouth shut. I'm in love with your little girl, and your daughter's in love with me. Oh, how happy we'll be if you just keep your big mouth shut, mama. Come on, leave us alone. Good enough. there to hold her hand. Go on, leave us alone, mama. Don't pigeon. I hope a dog pigeon. Hey, mama, keep your big mouth shut. Mama, keep your big mouth shut. Your daughter, she's old enough to make up her own mind. She got sense enough to know, yeah, whether she wants to be mine. Keep your big mouth shut, mama. Go on, leave us alone, baby. Your big mouth shut. Keep your big mouth shut.
An album when it came out in 1979 didn't do at all well, which is a great pity. Let's hope it does well now. John Hammond coming together with the band The Nighthawks, and a great pairing, and the album is called Hot Tracks. 11 tracks altogether, all the old blues favourites, which you know and love, things like Sweet Home Chicago, Nadine, Pretty Thing, and Mama, that particular track, Mama, Keep Your Big Mouth Shut. And it was an unusual pairing in a sense, because John, of course, had been a solo artist right through the 60s, recorded many times with Vanguard Records, then moved to Atlantic Records, and coming to an established band who'd been around since the early 1970s, like the Nighthawks, it's on the sleeve notes, it describes it, I think, fairly accurately in a sense, the same way that Paul Jones brought the blues band, if you like, together to do the rough, hard-edged blues. It's a good album. You'll find links to it on the site. Vanguard Records across the world, and therefore through Ace Records here in the UK. Let's go to Louisiana now, because here in the UK it's been miserable autumn, wintry weather. And in Louisiana, I suppose we needed a little bit of sunshine. Tab Benoit on the Voice of the Wetlands album, and this is Louisiana Sunshine.
Sunrise can heal a broken as a bayou becomes dark. The smell of sweet magnolias, honeysuckle on the vine, the call of Louisiana wildlife, it feels like a paradise.
Louisiana sunshine,
come on, shine on me.
On vocals, the Neville Brothers, somewhere in there, Big Chief Monk Bodreau, Tab Benoit himself. I didn't hear Dr. John there, but he is on the album. The voice of the wetlands, Tab Benoit, and bringing a bit of warmth and fine weather to the Raven and the Blues, and that is Louisiana Sunshine. That's almost it for the programme this week. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world, and the email address is dave.raven@bfbs.com. bfbs.com/R&B is the website where you can click links to all the artists we've spoken to, listen to all the previous shows, which I notice more and more people are doing, and of course listen to the full-length interview with this week's special guest, Eric Bibb. Don't forget, next week's guest is Dave Arcari, playing live and playing some tracks from his current, I was going to say, 2-EP set, but more of that next week. Let's close with Arthur Alexander of You've Better Move On fame. There's a new compilation out called The Greatest, and it really is. There's 21 tracks altogether from him, and there's some great stuff on it, including ones I've never heard before, but they're all recorded round about the late 50s, very early 1960s. Let's close with this one. It's called, I forgot which one I've queued up, A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, that's it. Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Clapping and your fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around. And if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound. And
if you get the can, help it, then you can't sit down. You feel like you gotta move around.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Need a pair of dancing shoes
with your lover by your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing. Start to dance and sing, and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you, and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do. By your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing. If you start to dance and sing, and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you, and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do.
Get a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little.